This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Showdown at the White House. President Biden will face off against House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today as they wrestle over how to resolve the debt ceiling crisis. The AP's Jennifer King.
Insiders say various areas of possible agreement appear to be emerging. That would include taking back unspent COVID-19 relief money, some $30 billion worth, imposing future budget caps, and putting bolstered work requirements on recipients of government aid.
Americans were spending more in April. Retail sales increased 0.4% in April from March. That is the first increase since January, when spending apparently was encouraged by the warm weather and a big jump in Social Security benefits. Why? Why did an 18-year-old wander through a neighborhood in Farmington, New Mexico, say authorities, firing randomly, killing three people and injuring six others before police shot him dead? The AP's Julie Walker with what we're learning.
Officials say Farmington officers responding to reports of shots fired.
We have several down, three dead.
Found the attacker within minutes.
The suspect roamed throughout the neighborhood.
And Police Chief Steve Hebby says.
Fired at whatever entered his head to shoot at.
The suspect was killed by police. Two officers were shot and recovering. This witness thought he might be next.
Points a gun at a white car driving by and she starts shooting at it.
Shots fired. All units, 10-3.
The police chief says motive remains unclear.
At this point, it appears to be purely random.
Audio courtesy Broadcastify and KOAT-TV.
If you own a Jeep Cherokee, you may want to listen to this. Stellantis is telling owners of some Jeep Cherokees to park them outdoors and away from other vehicles because the power lift gates can catch fire. A recall covers some Cherokees from the 2014 through 2016 model years. This is AP News. It's a new cooking record.
A Nigerian chef has set a new global record for the longest hours of non-stop cooking, as she cooked for 100 hours, surpassing the current record. At the cooking site in Lagos, a countdown to Hilda Baki breaking the Guinness World Record. Baki had been cooking since last Thursday, when she set out to beat the 87 hours and 45 minutes set in 2019 by Lata Tundun, an Indian chef. Baki had only 5-minute breaks every hour, or an accumulated 1 hour after a stretch of 12 hours for everything else, from bathing to medical checkups and resting. The chef says it was just friends who'd prompted her to aim for 100 hours.
It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. It was just my friend pretty much talked me into it and psyched me into it. Like, you know, you can actually do 100 hours.
Celebrations followed with supporters chanting, "Hilda, we want a party." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.